بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders, friends, and young ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are sitting here tonight not by our own doing. This is the doing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They say in Urdu, ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hain, ye nahi aaya laya gaya hoon. They say in Urdu that I haven't come to the masjid, I was brought to the masjid. My feet didn't bring me here, Allah Ta'ala brought me here. How many millions, maybe or thousands, hundreds of thousands of youngsters like myself, I'm also a youngster, alhamdulillah, and younger like you all, that their hearts are not even here also. They are elsewhere. And the most beloved places to Allah Tabarak, the most beloved places to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the entire world and universe are the masajid. Allah Ta'ala brought me here, what's his proof? That Allah loves me. I'm the beloved of Allah. I'm the beloved of Allah, Allah has brought me here. When Allah Ta'ala wants to bring me, then nobody can pull me away. If Allah Ta'ala releases me, then nobody can bring me. If Allah Ta'ala makes me distant, nobody can bring me close. If Allah Ta'ala wants to keep me close, nobody can distance me. So Allah Ta'ala brought us here. This Jamaat has come from Cape Town. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat. One Kar Guzari comes to mind. One of our close satis and friends gave us his Kar Guzari. Staying in one of the areas. And he had some habits. Smoking different type of things. How you have a crack, smoking crack. So he too was smoking, whatever he was smoking, Sunday morning sitting in his driveway. And Cape Town Jamaat was working in that area. Sunday morning, making talimi gasht. So he says, I'm sitting in the driveway, my crate is there, friends, playing cards, whatever it was. I've been smoking. But my jam is on, and vest on. And just passing the morning, Jamaat came to the gate. Assalamu alaikum Bhutta, who Khan? He saw them, Jamaat came. So I felt ashamed now. Although he's on a different high, not a spiritual high. But now he felt a little bit ashamed, Jamaat came. He says, anyway, I went and I opened the gate, welcomed them. But the way they welcomed me was so much of love and muhabbat, brother Bhutta, how are you? MashaAllah, Jamaat has come, we've come to meet you. He said, I felt so good. He said, join us to the masjid. So I couldn't tell them no. So I went inside the house, I changed up and I joined them and went to the masjid. Then I joined them cash. Doesn't mean he paid them cash. He joined them immediately. I started spending time with them. Never spent time in Jamaat before. It was an environment. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah wants to bring you close, nobody can make you far. So Allah Ta'ala grabbed him and he joined this Jamaat. And then during that week or some time later, he says that with that Jamaat or thereafter, he says Friday night, they say, we're going somewhere. We're going to Markaz, Hilal. He says, where's this place? Never heard of it. He says, I came on a Friday night. Every Friday night we have program, Masjid Hilal, for all the youth and everyone. He says, I came and I went. He said, when I walked in, he said, the feeling that hit my heart, I made a dua that, Ya Allah, bring me close to this place. And now he's telling me this whole report of his. He says, Allah Ta'ala brought me, I've got a place near Masjid Hilal. And from where I was sitting in the driveway with a crate and playing cards and smoking, now all three sons of mine are Hafizul Quran. All three are Hafizul Quran. And Allah Ta'ala wants you, Allah Ta'ala will pull you. When Allah Ta'ala pulls you, what we must do in exchange? We thank Allah. How we thank Allah, what you say? Alhamdulillah. We can say it now also, in the bottom of the heart, Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, there's no vacuum in our life. If I wasn't sitting here, where I'll be? Maybe at home, maybe somewhere else. In the life of a believer or a life of a human, there's no vacuum, there's no empty space. Something will fill that space up. Either be the cell phone, or the hell phone, or the play box, or Xbox, or outside the house, or somewhere else, cracking some eggs, throwing some flour, some water bombs. whatever worm it is, all mad things. Now people will be, you call this celebration, you don't call it celebration. You don't call it celebration. They are now going to, they say the new year is coming in. It was a new year the first month, January. In Urdu, they tweak it a bit, they say January. What's January? Animal. They say, so January kicks in, they become January also. They don't know the human or non-human, animal or human. Allah Ta'ala gave us Muharram, beginning of the Islamic calendar, Muharram, honorable. We start the year with honor. They start the year different. So we sitting here right now, we thank Allah. Ya Allah, you brought me here. Because Allah wants to give me. Allah Ta'ala wants me. So make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the biggest thanks we can give Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is, Ya Allah, you did not hand me over to my nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, you kept me by you safe. And make intention sitting here, Ya Allah, through me sitting here, through your fazl and your barakat and your kindness, Ya Allah, behind me, through my little sabr and patience, I'm sitting here in your house. Ya Allah, give millions of youth hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Just through our intention sitting here, how many will be saved tonight? He might just fall asleep. 12:58 he fall asleep. Or 11:58, he might just fall asleep and he got saved. Like how, just when you go something onto the net, battery went dead. What happened? Allah saved you. Fajr, you don't wake up. But now the cat is meowing at your window. You say, what's wrong with this cat? It's not the cat, Allah wants you. Allah wants to get you up. So what intention will make, who got saved? One person reverted to Islam in America. He came for Hajj, making tawaf for Baytullah. And then he sees someone there, a Pakistani brother. He grabbed his hand in tawaf. Assalamu alaikum, brother. You know me? He said, I don't know. He said, but I know you. I saw you before. He got a shock. I'm from Pakistan, you're from America. How you know me? I'll meet you after tawaf. This person was a white brother from America. Met him after tawaf, brother, how are you? He was so happy to see him, this American brother, meeting the Pakistani brother. He said, but I don't know you. I haven't seen you before. He said, I've seen you before. Where you've seen me? He says, so many years ago, I saw you in a dream, inviting me towards Islam. I woke up, I went to the Islamic center, and I became a Muslim. And today I'm making tawaf of Baytullah. So he asked him, which year, which month, around which day to day, whatever it was, as he's backtracking and he's telling him it was this year, around this month, they took my shahadat. Then this Pakistani brother says, Subhanallah, in that month, during that year, I was out in the path of Allah for 1 year jamaat. With the intention of hidayat and guidance for mankind. Where he was doing gush, where Allah Ta'ala gave hidayat. When he snows on the bergs, we don't feel cold here. We feel cold in Durban, isn't it? It's snowing on the Drakensberg. We feel cold, but where is Drakensberg? How far away? 300 kilometers, 400 kilometers. It's snowing there, we're feeling cold over here. That's not something which is one of the phenomena of this world Allah Ta'ala has kept. So imagine now we open our hearts, Ya Allah, the barakat of sitting here, make it international, Ya Allah. Give hidayah to everyone. How Allah Ta'ala will spread it. By sitting here, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned in Fadail Hajj, one great friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala went for Hajj. And during the day of Arafah, which is the peak and the climax of the Islamic calendar and year, the day of Arafah, so this pious person said, I fell asleep in Arafah. In my sleep, I see two angels that are talking to one another. So they are discussing how many Hujjaj this year. So one is saying 600,000. What's the quality of the Hajj? Wasn't good. Did Allah Ta'ala accept any of them? None of them. He woke up with the shock. Ya Allah. 600,000 Hajjis. Nobody accepted. Started making dua. Fell asleep again. He's tired. Fell asleep again. Then he sees the angels talking again. So one is saying to the other, but there are six Hajjis here right now in the place of Arafah that are very close to Allah. Allah loves them. And behind every one of those six, Allah Ta'ala has accepted 100,000 hajis. Allah Ta'ala accepted. So how many got accepted? All. All got accepted. So we make intention, Ya Allah, by sitting here. All those that are out there, Ya Allah, you save them. But now the question, my dear brothers, I'm sitting here, what will I get? In our mind, now a youngster came to me. He came home sitting in the car. And he's crying profusely, and he's crying with his cries. He said, what's wrong? Big boy, went to varsity. I had to cool him down. Why are you crying? What happened? Something happened at home. Then he cooled down a little bit. He said, Mufti Sahab, I'm going to campus. I've got friends. They wear fashionable clothing. And they go out. I wear kurta. I go for ghush sometime. I come for majlis. I come for programs. I go out in the path of Allah. Then two nafs of shaitan beats me. I do the wrong thing sometime in the dead of night on my cell phone. And then I slip up. Then I feel terrible. Sometimes I might miss my fajr namaz also. I said, okay, we've got to carry on. He said, isn't that? This is not the problem. This is part of the problem. They say, what's the bigger problem? He said, those friends of mine, they are not doing this. They're not coming masjid. They're not reading salah. They're wearing fashionable clothing. They got girlfriends. They're enjoying their life. They got nice clothes. I'm in depression over here sitting, trying to be pious. They're making guna and sin and they're happy. They're having party. I say, come join us in the party. I'm sitting at home and I'm crying. Then I end up doing the wrong thing. Then I feel terrible after that. But they're enjoying their life. How many boys feel like that? Well, I'm sitting over here in the masjid. I could have been out there doing this, doing that. Maybe some girls or some party. How many boys involved in drugs, then in drinking, or just running around, or just fooling around? Ya Allah, what am I going to get? Sitting here in the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What Allah Pak will give me? They may be out drinking, whatever they're drinking. Ya Allah, what you will give me? They may be smoking something. Ya Allah, I'm not smoking. They might be sitting in one restaurant, Ya Allah, I'm sitting over here in the house of Allah. They might be with some haram company, Ya Allah, what am I going to get for sitting alone? That's how our iman is upon the unseen. We have to speak about what Allah will give you and me in Jannat, and that's a real enjoyment. That's a real enjoyment. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he speaks about the last person that will enter into Jannah. Different riwayat, different narrations, the last person that will enter into Jannah. So he says, this person, he has the weakest level of iman. Weakest level of iman. Possibly he only knew the name of Allah. No salah, no Quran, no dhikr, nothing whatsoever. He or she. And I'm telling you, our ustaz told us that time, that when they were sitting in their class with Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan sahab rahmatullah alayhi, and Mufti sahab discussed this hadith over here about the last person in Jannah, the Mufti sahab told them, Mufti Sahib told them, when you read these ahadith about a certain person in Jahannam or Jannat, he said, don't think it's somebody else. Don't think it's somebody else. I'm okay. I'm going to Jannat already. I got my ticket and visa pre-booked. I'm already Jannati. I'm going there. And some people really feel they're going to Jannat already. In Jannat, there'll be no beard. In Jannat, you'll be 33 years old. In Jannat, mashallah, you'll have a physique. So some people now, they're going to be advanced Jannati, so they don't keep beard in dunya also. They take out their beard. I'm already going to Jannat. For Jannat, they won't be beard there, so I already take it out now. So I got my ticket already, halfway I'm there. Like the farmer's son, he put on now his old suit, boot and tie. And he's walking to the city. So his friend sees him, he says, oh, farmer boy, where are you going? He says, I'm going to the city. What you going to do there? I'm getting married. You're getting married. Your suit is like outdated from World War I. And your shoes also. From that zamana, you're going to get married. Who's going to marry you? He said, no. Getting married to the king's daughter. King's daughter, you? He says, yeah. Half the nikah is done already. He says, subhanAllah. How that happened? He said, I already accepted her. She must accept me. So already I have done. So many a person feels already, I'm going to Jannat already. I'm there. No, we know the way to go to Jannah. But we haven't sat in that vehicle of deen and taqwa and start moving that direction. So what Allah Pak will give me? I'm sitting here, so to say now, whole dunya say we're having fun, fireworks and jumping and laughing and screaming. And the rest of it, hey, that's fun. That's fun because they don't know that Allah Pak is kept in Jannat for them. Our life is for us, this is a vehicle and a life for us to get to our ultimate goal, which is Jannat. There's enjoyment. Here they're drinking sharab, haram, liquor, alcohol. What will be the outcome? Drunkenness. Such intelligent person now can't walk straight, he's wobbling. Even the young boys told me, hey, Baba, push him this way, that way. One step forward, two step back, doesn't know what he's doing. Then they have the board, don't drink and drive. How is he going to go home then? Say, don't drink at all. Say, don't drink and drive. Like one person, one youngster told his father, father asked, where's mommy? She's sitting on the phone. She didn't break. Phone didn't break. Sitting on the phone. They say, don't drink and drive. They don't drink at all. So intelligent person lost his senses drinking. Smoking haram things, doesn't know what he is doing. Allah Ta'ala has promised, whatever you won't do of haram in this world, I'll give you in Jannat. You could have gone and done some haram thing tonight. Allah said, you didn't do it. Allah Pak said, you didn't do it. What I'll give you in Jannah? وَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ تَعْمُ وَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِشَارِبِينَ وَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. You're going to Jannah, the rivers will be flowing on the surface. And as you want to direct that river, you just put your hand, come this way, go that way. The river will move according to your hand gesture. Come this way. Whole river of honey, whole river of milk. Imagine now the only names. But what will be the taste, what will be the texture, how sweet it will be, what temperature you want it, how you want it served to you. You want it as a milkshake, you want it a sundae, you want it half-half, you want it iced coffee, you want a hot cup, espresso. How exact, better than how even you want it, Allah says, done. You just think about it, it will pop up from Subhanallah. Ya Allah, where this came from? You made it, you sacrificed that light. Today you can enjoy. They were jumping and they were bursting firecrackers. My ustad used to say that all these pop stars and celebrities, they call them pop. He said, why they call them pop? Because in Jahannam they'll pop like popcorn. So here they might be popping, pop-up shops everywhere and pop-up and everything. See, we sit quietly. We sit quietly like we're nobody. But Jannah then will smile, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made it. Ya Allah, we made it. Now how you want the river to flow? Then Allah Pak says you will have rivers of wine. Pure wine, la yusadda'una anha. No headache. Your head won't pain. You won't have a hangover that you got a migraine in the morning. Like a person now overate. He had pizza, plus he had chicken tikka, then he had, what steak did it? Empire steak. And then he went to Uncle Joe's, had a smoke there also. And in the morning he's all upset now. Now what he needs, he knows. Stomach is paining. Right? How much he enjoyed that time, he didn't think. Father and son, they went for a walima. Went for a dawat. The father told a young boy in his ears, free chow, eat properly. Free chow, eat properly. So every luqma and morsel the young boy took, he sipped some water. Another morsel, he drank some water. Father showed big eyes. So ask father what? He said, stop drinking the water, push the food. One person went to the doctor, he said, Doctor Sahab, I gave him a dawat. Oof, I'm so finished, I ate so much, my food is right till here. Doctor checked him up and said, hey, you need some medication, I'll give you some tablet. He gave the doctor one smack. He said, oh, what happened? He said, if I had any more place, I would have put more food. You want to give me medication? There's no place for medication. So, what Allah Pak will give? We gave up all of that. We gave up the food, maybe we could have gone for some dawat tonight. Friends say, come, we're going. We're going to the vapor cafe to eat food. And how are you going to eat food in a vapor cafe? Vapor cafe is called. So we're going to eat over there. Come, let's go tonight. And then we relax over there. Well, relax. I didn't go. Allah Pak, what you'll give me? I didn't go tonight. What food Allah Pak will give? When the Dastar Khan and the food will be laid out, the food of Jannah will be there only to taste. You'll only be tasting. And no toilet. No toilet. In dunya, in dunya, in this world, when he comes to toilet, they say you can be the biggest wali of Allah also, biggest Imam Sahib. Mufti Mahmud Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that the toilet is such a jail from which there's no bail. You can't pay somebody, you go for me. He say you can be the biggest Imam Sahib, biggest wali of Allah, you'll have to sit there, make sounds and noises and faces. Then you come out like one, job done, accomplished. You have to go. Jannat, no toilet. Jannat, no thieves. No chores. No burglaries. No hijacking. No kidnapping. Where's everyone? They landed the other part of Jannat. Not Jannat, Jahannam. One person asked, Wuzru, Manana also. Manana, I got a habit of smoking. In Jannat will be cigarette also. I'll get cigarette in Jannat. Said, whatever one you will get. You'll get cigarette in Jannat. But if you want a light, you will go to Jahannam. Allah save us. Give it up here. What Allah Pak will give there? What food Allah Pak will give? Allah Pak will lay it out. Ulama describe Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give you your own private yacht. And all your own stewards, the stewardess, they'll be serving you. How you want it, which way you want it, as you'll be going on your yacht, the fish will be swimming around you. And they'll be singing your name, welcome to you, welcome to you. Your own private beach, white sands, sitting on your pool chair, you got your orange juice of Jannat next to you, got your big hat, umbrella, there's no sun in Jannat too. The weather absolutely perfect, there's no thirst, there's no hunger, there's no tiredness. La yamassu fiha nasabun wa lahum fiha, there's no tiredness, nothing was, just enjoyment. I want to go surfing, I want to go skiing, I want to do this. No fear, complete security. Now, the Ferrari that you were seeing all the time, your dream car, Allah said, now it's as you want it. Your own autobahn, what speed you want to drive, you'll never crash. Enjoy it how you want to. Dunya, you didn't have it, I'll give it to you now. You made it. So there he'll be on his yacht, on his ship, on his boat, and the fish will be swimming. He thinks to himself, Ya Allah, I'll have some nice fish and chips with no thorns, etc. They say the fish will jump out from the water onto the platter. Oh, Jannati, how you want me? Oh, subhanallah. Half baked and half grilled. Half baked and half grilled. In dunya, where you will get? And on some chips on the side, some salads over here, and some sauce on the top, and marinated a little bit over there, and this type of cool drink I want. The thing was just, you can see the water droplets. And I just want to relax. And he'll just, you won't have to eat also. One riwayah, you see the Jannat, he'll be sitting on 500 beds. 500 beds he'll be sitting. What comfort. What comfort. Cushion here, cushion there. Anyway, he turns, he'll be, you see one day he'll be reclining on his left hand side or right hand side, talking to one hoor. Talking, chatting her up. No need to chat her up. Wazawajnaw bi hoorin in Allah, say, I'll make the nikah. Join them up with the hoors. As he's talking, the way he's enjoying just her beauty, look at her eyes, look at her hair, look at her nose. He's captivated. Rawai says, he'll get one shot on his back. Salaamu alaikum. Turn around. He said, more beautiful woman, where you came from? How long are we waiting for you? He said, I'll see you later. I'll see you later. It'll just increase, increase, increase. The last Jannati that will be in Jahannam, the riwayat says that he will be burnt like coal, absolutely black, and he's tired. He's tired, there's no break from this heat. No break whatsoever, I'm stuck in this. Then he will have some friends or people of Jahannam, they'll come around him. Oh, Sulaiman, oh Muslim, what are you doing here? You said you were Islam. You said you were Islam, Ghulam Rasul. You were Ghulam of Rasul. What are you doing here with us? I'm just saying, that come, doesn't come in the riwayat, Ghulam Rasul. What are you doing here? Because I met one person some time ago, and he was intoxicated completely. So I called him. Looked like a Muslim, but absolutely drunk. I said, Assalamu alaikum. He replied, Wa alaikum salam. I said, Bhai, what's your name? He said, Ghulam Rasul. Then he hit his chest. I'm Islam, Muslim, I die Muslim, La ilaha illallah. Although he was drunk, but then to his tune, he was kalima, etc. So they'll ask him, What are you doing here? You said you're Islam, you're a Muslim. What was the benefit? You're sitting with us in Jahannam. Allah will hear this conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, go take him out. How dare they mock at him, although he took my name. Go take him out. They'll pull him out from Jahannam. When he will come out, he'll be panting. Oh, finally I came out. Finally, I came out. Then Allah Ta'ala will tell the malaika that dip him in Nahrul Hayat, the river of life. You'll dip him one time in the river of life and he'll come out fresh and clean. Like nothing happened. New skin, new nerves, new muscles. And then he'll hear the sound, it'll be like an island oasis that will pop up somewhere. And he'll see it. What a beautiful island. Palm tree, fresh water, come on, relax over there. Where he's come from, now he can just relax. He says, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi. Oh my Allah, take me close to that place. Allah will say, Oh Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, I know you. If I give you, he'll ask me for more. Say, Allah, I promise I won't ask anything more. So Allah will tell the malaika, transfer him. So he'll go, he's relaxing. Relaxing there, he's enjoying the scenery. He's got like his own beach there. Then he'll hear another sound behind him. Turn around, you see a better island. Oh, subhanallah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let me go see a little bit. What happened over there? Allah said, I told you. You won't get satisfied. Ya Allah, I won't ask anything again. So Allah said, okay, take him. Transfer him over there. Relaxing, enjoying himself. More entertainment. More relaxation. Then he'll hear another sound. He'll turn around. So more beautiful place. More beautiful place. Oh my Allah, what's happening there? There's another. Oh Allah. Transfer me there. Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, I know you. You won't get full. You carry on asking. Oh my Allah, your qasam, I won't ask again. Okay, take him. Arhamur Rahimin. Then he'll be sitting there, now he's relaxing. Then he'll hear a sound. He'll turn around and he'll see the door of Jannat. You see the door of Jannat. 40 years he stay at it. What a beautiful door. Then the door will open. The door will open. And he'll peek inside. Now he's curious. He thought, now this is finished now. I made it out of Jahannam. Now I can relax. Now he's looking through. You see, things are happening inside. They're very busy. Say, oh my Allah, what's happening there? That's your Jannat that. For me. Last person. Allah, for me. Yes, for you. But it's full up in there. No, it's not full. They're all waiting for you. They're all waiting for you. They all are waiting for you. Red carpet. Tonight, they all were haram things. But Allah has kept them pure. Absolutely purity. Cleanliness. Taharat. And when he will enter into there, subhanallah, wa shaykh describe it. You see, the stage will be set up. Open air. And who's on the stage? All his hurs are waiting for him. Whatever he pictured in his worldly life, he wants a wife like this, wife like that. Allah will give him this color hair, this color eyes, this tall, this short, this size, that size. How he wants it. They all be standing there. As he enters, the music of Jannah will start playing. Whose is for you? You made it. After all these years in Jahannam, and they'll begin to sing for him. They'll begin to sing, we are the hurus of Jannah. Forever will be virgins, never to become non-virgins. We'll always be young, never to become old. We'll always be of good health, never to become sick. You say, oh, the music I never heard in my life. Why? Because he never heard music in this world. I say, now you can hear. Now full blast. What a concert. All for me. They're all for you. Then my beloved Sheikh Muhammad Hamid Sahib, he says, that the one hur, some riwayat say, that just her posterior will fill up the space between the earth and the sky. Allah has given them such health. وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتَرَابَ You see, they're all of equal age. And full-chested. Full-chested. They're fully formed. You see, the one hur will walk towards him. Hur means the woman of Jannah. What you gave up, Allah will give you there. And much better and clean. And you'll see your name written on her heart. I love you, so and so. Pure love. You can see her marrow through her skin, how pure she will be. And they say, when she will take one step towards you, How she will move her leg and her hips. And how she give you that look. He says it will be like 1,000 invitations. 1,000 invitations. But come. Here one girl just gives you one look. Hey, she's looking at me. She's looking at me. Put my topi right. Put my beard right. Take out my ether a little bit. Put some ether. Right. Here it'll be real. So Mahana says, when she take that one step towards you to come and greet you and meet you and hug you, you say your topi will fly away. Where you came from? That night you sacrificed. Allah kept me for you. Not only me, there's thousands waiting still to come meet you. There's thousands more to come and meet you, to hug you and kiss you, to embrace you. So you give up the haram of this world, Allah will give you there. The haram drink away, Allah will give you there. The haram food away, Allah will give you there. Then there'll be a Friday, Jummah day. It'll be market day. The malls of Jannah. Allah will invite the Jannatis. Come, 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 come. How you go to buy? Body parts for cars. The body parts of Jannatis. What kind of biceps you want? What kind of triceps you want? Six pack you want? All, let's say, so the men will leave, they will go. And as they want, how they want, every could be different how he wants to be. To the extent they say after they finish their shopping, they'll go back home. And when they go back home, their wives of Jannah will be waiting. They'll lock the door. When they will open, they'll ask the man, who are you? I'm your husband. They can't recognize you, more be handsome. They say, you're looking more beautiful. Today is Jummah day. Allah Ta'ala opens the marketplace as you want to be. So what we sacrifice for you, Allah will give there. But this we could hear over and over again. Ya Allah, you kept Jannat for us. I'll get it in Jannat. I'll get it in Jannat. I'll get... Sacrifice a little bit over here. Sacrifice. My Shaykh told us one time, that when you entice to do haram and wrong, ulama have calculated this worldly life, how long it is compared to Jannah. This worldly life, how long it is compared to the time and hours in Jannah. They say this life equals to 2.5 minutes of the time of Jannah. 2.5 minutes. So they say you must tell yourself when you're enticed that, oh Yusuf, zara sabar kar, oh Yusuf, be a bit patient, 2.5 minutes time you'll be there just now. Just now you'll be there, relax. Don't do the wrong things, just hold on, just now you'll be there. And you'll make it. Then you can enjoy as you want to. You can enjoy the food, the drink, the swimming, the beaches. And the fish story also now, you say after you finish it, your fish, etc., after you finish, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give that fish life again and jump back in the water. Say, Subhanallah, look at this fish. And how they will greet you, and how they will make salam to you. And the pleasures will never end of Jannah. That's why we're sitting here tonight. Tonight is investment, Ya Allah, for my qabr, for my akhirah, and for my Jannah. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. Not only for myself, Ya Allah, all those boys there also. All those girls there also. If only they know the enjoyment of being in the house of Allah, listening to the talks of deen, listening about Jannah, which is real. Just to conclude, we know about the qabr. How small it is, right? But you all have wishful thinking and hopes that inshallah things will be good over there. But the reality, we can see it. Now maybe each one of you all, you will have your bedrooms at home. Mother will change the sheets. Smelling nice, it's clean. And how you go home and plop on your bed. Hey, I'm tired now. Just put on the aircon, put on the fan, put the lights off, put the wood burner on sometime. Right? And take your cold drink to the room also. You got your packet chips or you got your pizza. Hey, relaxing like one nanny on the bed now. No worries, no stories. Just relax. Just picture your room right now. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Allah bless all of us. Nice rooms, relax. Everything is clean. So the same thing we hope from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that when I wake up in the qabr, I just see my bed next to me. And the aircon is there, remote in my hand. The whole thing is opened up. Ya Allah, what happened? No, you made it. The one night you sacrificed. And you made dua for the entire ummah. Here's it now. I just want to get up from my qabr and jump onto my bed. Put on the aircon. And then the hadith sharif says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you the window of Jannat. Allah will show you your Jannat. For me and you to understand, I'll be sitting on my bed. And I have the big screen in front of me. Allah said, I put it on, you'll see. And now you put it on. How are you browsing the internet? Right? I want to go to Maldives. I want to go here. Here's a hotel. Underwater. The fish are swimming around. Hey, what a nice place to be. Then you check the rate for the night. He said, nice to see. Nice to see. But nice to be there also. Nice to be there also. You see? So how you see it? Hey, let's check the next hotel, next venue, next menu. How you enjoy it? Before you know it, your time is up already. Namaz time. I still got a lot. I'll come back and check. So ulama say, I'm sitting on my bed there, my qabr, everything is open, the aircon is on. I got my food laid out, I'm relaxing over there. Allah says, see the big screen, there's your Jannah there. Hey, what a beach. Who's all these people? All your hurs are waiting, all your khadims are waiting. They're going to make your khidmat. The bride stand is up on, is already waiting for you, as you want, only to enjoy. No bathroom, no toilet, nothing whatsoever. Allah, hey, another scene comes. Now, mega, what a hotel this is. 5-star. Belongs to you, it's yours. And all different rooms, different themes, different color. Allah, we all just came from, all yours, another scene. Another place, there's a waterfall over there. Ya Allah, and as you check, hey Allah, what's more? Before you know it, Allah said, right, the show is over. Now what? Jannah is waiting. Jump into your jet, A380, and move it up. Ya Allah, finish, it's done. Yeah, it's done. Just so easy. Because you made the qurbani. You didn't fall for nafs al-shaitan in dunya. You were a young boy, you get the shade of my throne on the day of Qiyamah, and your whole, mashallah, air hostesses will be waiting for you, jump into your plane and go. Go and just enjoy, enjoy. And those boys in this world that made you cry, that we having fun, hey, what you doing in the masjid? Who cry on that day? Allah knows best. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ ظَالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. That day they will bite their fingers and their hands if only we follow the Rasul of Allah. If only we follow the Rasul of Allah, Allah Ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannat. So we make niyyah tonight, Ya Allah. We make shukr to Allah Tabar, Ya Allah, you brought me here tonight. We may be tired, but the investment we are making now tonight is a great investment. Our names have been taken in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, recorded tonight. Allah Ta'ala keep us in this environment. Allah Ta'ala keep us safe. Keep us in the company of the pious, keep us moving in the path of Allah, and not to go to Jannat alone, we take everybody back with us. We take everyone back with us, back to Jannat inshallah. We're all ready for this. How are we going to do this? We're going to have a plan now. Right? We're going to give our names or make our intentions, Ya Allah. If we go my 3 days Jamaat, Friday night come to Shab Guzari Masjid Hilal, come for the programs. Ulama are having majalis and programs, Thursday nights, Monday nights. Go and sit over there. As the Thami Rahmatullah Ali says, even if I'm tired, he says, our zimmedari responsibility is to go and sit. Even if I sleep, the outcome is in the hands of Allah. The outcome of the program is in the hands of Allah. But I say, why must I go and sleep away? No. You go and do what you have to do. The fruits of it, Allah will give it. So I'll go for the programs. I'll go for the gush. Ya Allah, what you give me after that is in your hands. But I showed my talab and desire. Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. We'll make a short zikr and then we'll make dua. We're going to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, La ilaha illallah. We picture there's a pillar of nur, pillar of light that is coming out from my heart. That is going right to the arsh and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that pillar of nur, Allah is filling my heart with all His bounties and all His ni'mats, with happiness, with His closeness, with the feelings of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala has given me the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, izzat, honor, respect, wealth, iman, a'mal, taqwa. The la ilaha illallah, I picture this pillar of nur. Oh, ulama say, la ilaha illallah is a super vacuum. Imagine vacuuming a carpet 100 times in a day. How clean the carpet will not be. In the same way, la ilaha illallah is the most powerful kalima in the entire universe. It will outweigh the entire skies and earth on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, with La ilaha, I'm pulling with this vacuum, super vacuum, oh my Allah, I'm vacuuming my heart. I'm taking out all the filth and the dirt, my thoughts, my past, and I'm taking it out of La ilaha. There's no one I worship, illallah. Allah, I only worship you. Only you. Only you. La ilaha illallah. We take everything out. And we think, you know, Allah, I got this habit, cell phone. I got that habit, smoking, vaping. Allah, your name will conquer everything in the world. It will conquer everything in my heart also. La ilaha illallah. We pull everything out. And we take the name of Allah. Allah, at the end we hear, that ha comes at Allah. That ha must come out from the heart. Allah, ya Allah, I pain for you. Ya Allah, I want you. Ya Allah, come in my life. Ya Allah, come in my eyes. Ya Allah, come in my mind. Come in my hands, Umay Allah. Take over my entire life. Ya Allah, even if I'm going to the wrong places, Umay Allah, you turn me around. You become a barrier between me and my own heart, Umay Allah. Only you can save me. And take the name of Allah with feeling and power that Ya Allah, make me yours, become mine, and nobody can take me away from you. Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality. Allah Ta'ala, make us all His, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الله, الله, الله Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين most kind Allah most loving Allah Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah Uli your Karam Uli your kindness Uli your Muhabbat O my Allah Uli your Rahmat O my Kareem Rahim Allah Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen Ya Allah, no one can show mercy like how you show mercy. Oh my Allah, nobody can forgive like how you forgive, oh my Allah. Oh, no one can forgive sins, oh my Allah, like how you forgive, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, it is your power, your taqat, la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah, la malja, wa la manja min Allah illa ilayk. Ya Allah, you pull us here tonight, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. The whole dunya is against us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you brought us to your house, O my Allah. We are your guest, O my Allah. You are the grand host, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. The kingdom belongs to you, O my Allah. Majesty belongs to you, O my Allah. Treasuries belong to you, O my Allah. All the food of the heavens and skies belong to you. Entertainment belongs to you. Joy belongs to you. Happiness belongs to you. Ya Allah, bliss and pleasure belongs to you. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are your weak banda. We are your weak servants, your weak slaves, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have come to a begging bowl tonight, O my Allah. These beautiful young souls, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you have brought them tonight, O my Allah, to your threshold, to your door, Kareem Rahim Allah. They are your guests, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you have given the order and tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for yukrim daifa. That those that believe in Allah in the last day, they should honor the guest, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, who can honor better than you? Oh my Allah, honor them and all the youth of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like how you honored Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Oh my Allah, full of our hearts and their hearts with your noor of taqwa, the noor of muhabbat, oh my Allah. With your burning love, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, that such love, such muhabbat. Oh my Allah, such ta'alluq, such nisbat, such contact with you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, that nothing can break it, oh my Allah. No cell phone, no haram relationship, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, O my Allah. In this worldly life, we feel the pleasures of Jannah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, full of our hearts, O my Allah. But all those pleasures, with the, Ya Allah, with contentment, O my Allah. The simplest things of life, with enjoyment, O my Allah. The enjoyment of kuffar, fine, O my Allah. And all the entertainment, O my Allah. Haram entertainment, the intermingling. On the haram beaches, the haram discos, and gambling dens, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let him stop these youngsters tonight besides the love for you. Ya Allah, you give them tawfiq, oh my Allah. Give them this enjoyment, oh my Allah, in the salah, in the Quran. Ya Allah, he's spending time with their families in their homes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the best of spouses, give them solid deen in homes, oh my Kareem Rahiman, and all the youth of the Ummah, oh my Allah, behind them grant millions of hidayat, oh my Allah. All those that are out there in haram avenues, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you're Malikul Muluk, Malikul Muluk, oh my Allah, the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Power belongs to you, might belongs to you, oh my Allah. You can pull them out immediately. Oh my Allah, pull us out immediately from our bad habits, oh my Allah. Pull the entire ummah out, whether it be drugs, oh my Allah, whether it be gambling, oh my Allah, whether it be woman, oh my Allah, whether it be the phone on the phone, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, through the power of your name, Ya Allah, with the kalima and the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah, that young man, Ya Allah, when he had parashani and difficulty with his own nafs, that young sahabi went to the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my Allah, he had the shoulder to cry upon. He had the shoulder of rahmatul lil alameen. Allah, hum kidhar jaye, kisse kahe? Allah, where do we go, my Allah? Who do we talk to? By who do we cry? Oh my Allah, they saw the beautiful countenance of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His shafqat, his love, oh my Allah. Allah, he ran to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot control my nafs. Give me permission to make zina, Ya Rasulullah. I'm a young man, Ya Allah, he's trapped in this, Ya Allah. Can I get out of it? Ya Allah, he had the shoulder of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to the ruda, he went to the kamara mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, my beloved Allah, rahmatul alameen. Oh, my Allah, looks at him and says, oh, young man, with love and piyar and muhabbat. Do you have a sister? Do you have a mother? How would you like someone touches them, makes zina with them? I wouldn't like it. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, takes his mubarak hand and blessed hand and puts it on the chest and the heart of that young man. Allahumma aghfir dhanbah, wa tahir qalbah, wa hassin faraja. Oh my Allah, forgive him for his sins. Ya Allah, purify his heart and keep him chaste, oh my Allah, save him from zina. Oh my Allah, he never felt it. He never felt once again to make zina, oh my Allah, to go towards haram. Oh my Allah, where do we go to? Who do we cry by? Who do we cry? How many a mother is crying out there? How many a mother is crying out there? My son, don't know where he is, what he is doing. What is popping in his mouth? Who is his company? What is doing on the phone? How many mothers are crying on the musalla? Oh my Allah, grant hidayat. Ya Allah, grant hidayat. Get my daughter married, give her a good home, oh my Allah. Ya, listen to the cries of the mothers of the Ummah. Ya Allah, look at the broken hearts of the fathers. Ya Allah, mend the youth, oh my Allah. Bring them close to you, oh my Allah. Give hidayat, make them like lions, oh my Allah, against their nafs, oh my Allah. Make them like lions against their nafs, oh my Allah. Give them the himmat and the courage to fight the, Ya Allah, to fight all the harams and fitnas around them, oh my Allah. We cannot do it without you. Your help and your qudrat, Ya Allah, you help them. You become, Ya Allah, you become the assistant, oh my Allah, become the zahira and nasira. Oh my Allah, only you can protect them, oh my Allah. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْضِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Ya Allah, you become that obstacle between them and their own hearts, oh my Allah. Pull them, Ya Allah, towards the masjid. Pull them out in your path, oh my Allah. Let them enjoy themselves, oh my Allah, striving in your path, oh my Allah. Take them to all the countries of the world, oh my Allah. Make them a means of hidayat, oh my Allah. Give them plenty of halal wealth, oh my Allah. Plenty of halal income, oh my Allah. Save us all from haram, oh my Allah. Give us some haram, oh my Allah. Give us plenty of halal. Give us a moat upon iman. Ya Allah, open our qabr for us. Ya Allah, put for us a big screen, oh my Allah. Give us our beddings in Jannah. Ya Allah, let us enjoy ourselves, Ya Allah, in the qabr, oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, let us reserve our kursi and our seat under the shade of your arsh, oh my Allah, where the aircon will be on and the drinks will be served. Oh my Allah, the mangoes and the lychees and the fruits and the watermelons will be served of Jannah, oh my Allah. Save us from burning under the sun of the day of Qiyamah, and every youth and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept all of us, O my Allah. Give us hidayat, O my Allah. Take us to all the harams over and over again. Make us obedient to our parents. Ya Allah, make us a coolness to their hearts. Ya Allah, make the parents, Ya, give the shafqat and muhabbat and love for the children. Open our rosy for us, O my Allah. Make us sometimes musalli, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us subidu the Quran, make us huffaz, make us ulama, make us atqiya, azkiya, asfiya, make us amongst becomes a pious O Kareem Rahim Allah. O may Allah make us, Ya Allah, means of Hidayah for entire humanity to the day of Qiyamah. O may Allah full of our masajid, O may Allah. Save our youth, save our girls, O may Allah. Save our boys, O may Allah, from haram activities. Ya Allah, give them a pure and clean life, O may Allah. Give the kuffar Hidayah. O may Allah, give us jazbah and give us the feeling to give our lives in your path, O may Allah. When the call will come for us to arise, O may Allah, give us Sufi to arise for Fajr Namaz, O may Allah. When the call will come, then rise now and give your life with the path of Allah. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatin fi sabilik. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, O may Allah. Inna al-jannat tahta dhilali suyuf, O may Allah. Jannat is under the shade of the sword, O may Allah. Give us that jazbah, give us that feeling, O may Allah, to rise at that time, O may Allah, to break our nafs, to get up from the bed, Ya Allah, and run towards you, Ya Allah, to get shahadat in your path. At the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a sin discovered here, the day of Qiyamah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, save us from the azab-e qabr, punishment in the grave, O may Allah. Save us from the fitness of this world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, from women, from drugs, from haram entertainment, O my Allah, fitna of the phone, from bad company. Make us the best of company, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties. Ya Allah, you saved our heads from making sajda to anyone besides you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we love you, O my Allah. We love you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, you love us. Make us your obedient slaves. Make it difficult for us to break your commandments, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Allahumma antas salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. Amin.